as it was going down, they were able to move in and to rescue him. But I'd like to describe just some of the conditions there that the Coast Guard had to go through in this particular instance, and I think we just take for granted the Coast Guard being out there at the times that we need them and under good conditions. But in this case, this was not the case. The heavy seas made it impossible for the, as I mentioned, the vessel to come aside. The north winds were blowing from 40 to 50 knots, with blowing snow and seas built from 20 to 20 feet. And by the time the vessel or the helicopter was there, the seas were up to 30 to 40 feet. And in the process, in coming in, the helicopter, one of the blades had hit the antenna of the vessel. And it mentions in here that the as a result of that, it sent a shiver throughout the helicopter crew. So you can imagine the feeling that they had when that happened. But they were able to get a basket into the water, and the member that fell overboard was able to roll into the basket before any type of hypothermia had set in. But before that was able to happen, it mentioned here that the helicopter pilot was looking up at a sea of water before this and had to move away from it and then come back for a second attempt. But it is very comforting to know that the Coast Guard is there when you need them, and they are working under very adverse conditions. I wish there that all fishing activities would take place in calm seas, and all accidents would take place there where people had the time and opportunity to get into lifeboats, but that's not always the case. And it just bothers me and troubles me every time I pick up paper to read what's happening out there in our estuaries and in our oceans off our coasts, and to hear what's happening. We've lost a lot of people since the beginning of this year, and it's very troubling for people of us, those of us particularly in coastal communities, to see this happening. And I don't know how we stop it or how we can do this, but it is a competitive world out there. People are fishing in all sorts of situations, and just hopefully that the gear that they're using and the vessels are of the highest quality so that this doesn't happen. But my praises go out to the Coast Guard in Kodiak and in Sitka and for their efforts and all that they're doing for our fishermen.
Senator Lyson.
Just a follow up on that.
You wish the privilege of the floor, Senator Lyson.
Privilege of the floor on that particular subject. So just briefly that Sir Senator Zaroff and myself do recognize the purposes of the Coast Guard and what they're doing outside of our shores, on our oceans out here. And just like to say, last Wednesday, I believe it was, they had a ceremony in Sitka where they awarded the crew of this helicopter Distinguished Flying Cross for similar type of rescue, and you know, it's absolutely amazing what they can do.
Further special orders. Senator Lyson.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 8:30 a.m. Friday, April 15th.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 8:30 Friday, April 15th.